Hello, Al. This is Dan Rather. I hear you're leaving the KCBS airways for a more important assignment, time with your lovely wife, Sally. We can certainly understand the audience's devotion to you. Your sheer ratings power speaks volumes, but it is your unprecedented overall popularity and the belief people have in your integrity that will be your legacy.
This is Charles Osgood with a little poem about a guy. I know you know him. Al Hart, the heart and voice and more of KCBS All News 74. Folks in these parts could not get started each day until they've been Al Harted. Smart and savvy, sweet and kind, newsmen like him are hard to find. Informative, even inspiring. And now I hear Al is retiring. He's been the quintessential pro. We'll really miss you, Al. Don't go. But if you must, then fare thee well. And thank you, Al Hart. It's been swell.
This is Mike Kruko of the San Francisco Giants, and I'd like to wish an old friend of ours the very, very best. Al Hart, you've raised us. You have taught us what class is, what dignity is. And I'm still not buying the fact that you're going to be retired. I still think that you're going to take about a weekend off and go, I don't think I'm going to come back. But if you do decide to stay retired, I hope it's a great time. Thank you for all the great years.
Al, this is Narcy. You know, we really are going to miss you, guy. You're the guy that taught us how to put recipes on the air. And to this day, I still do it the same way. Al said, that'll be 3 tablespoons. Now, that's 3 big teas. And 1 teaspoon of, and that's 1 little tea. And the truth is that it's just going to be tough to walk into this studio without you around. But I promise you, I'm going to eat more whipped cream the next time I sit down to dessert and think of you. Have a really good one.
Al Hart, I've listened to you for 34 years now. We're both a lot older now than we were 34 years ago, that's for sure. I just want to tell you how much I respect you, how much I think you've added to KCBS. May your spinnaker be fully released, and may the wind always be at your back, and good luck with Sally, and just know that you are appreciated in the San Francisco Bay Area, not only by the employees at KCBS, but by those of you who have listened to you and know that you're a credible person with enormous integrity. So much of the best, Al.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Al, this is Jim Dunbar, and I just wanted to let you know that I'm a longtime admirer, though I'll confess I probably don't listen as often as you would like me to, but still I remain a big-time, long-time fan of Al Hart. And I just wanted to add my voice to those who say, well done, old pal, you're the stuff that has made Bay Area radio what it is. There aren't many Al Harts left to remind us that there's a standard that all of us should attempt to measure up to. Your listeners don't have to be told you're not only the best at what you do, but you're the best kind of human being, too. Best wishes, good luck.
Well, I certainly remember fondly the days when you and I anchored those wonderful mornings way back in the 70s. And as a matter of fact, you were the best man at my wedding, for which I'm grateful. The marriage lasted, and fortunately so is our friendship, and I certainly appreciate that. Now, Al, you are truly a broadcast legend now. I know you're a member of our club, and we want to see you at the next meeting. All the best to you, Al. Bye-bye.
For over 30 years, Al has been radio's answer to Walter Cronkite. He's a warm, caring man who radiates intelligence, compassion, and concern for his family of listeners. So, Al, my best wishes to you and Sally, and thank you for all your great service to this community.
I know you've been at KCBS for 34 years, Al, but don't forget, 35 years ago, you were my boss at KNBR. Thanks for putting me on the morning show, Al. This is Frank Dillon. I just want to wish good wishes to you and Sally.
This is Don Klein, and I left KCBS in 1986 after 30 years with the station, having spent some of those morning hours sharing the mic with Al. And I do have some concern for a certain segment of your listeners, Al. We're going to miss you, of course, but what happens to your fellow alumni at the University of Minnesota? If I let a morning pass without a mention of the Golden Gophers on one of my sportcasts, Al thought I just hadn't done a job. But Al, you've set a new standard in this profession. I'm sure all of us will agree to that, and we want to wish you nothing but the best in the future. Our best wishes to you and Sally.
I love Al Hart. I think he is the voice and the heart of KCBS. And I had the honor and privilege of working with him on air daily. Here I was, a rookie radio personality, and I got to work with a real pro, and he made it so easy. He is probably the nicest human being I've ever known, and oh, are we going to miss him. All of us are going to miss him.
Al Hart is a true professional whose voice has been a familiar presence each morning here in the Bay Area. He has helped make the morning commute a little less stressful for more than three decades. He has done this by drawing all of us in over the air as one big community while sharing the news with each of us each day. On behalf of everyone here in San Jose, I wish Al and his wife, Sally, all the best in their retirement together. I know we will miss him on KCBS.
This is Mayor Jerry Brown. I want to congratulate Al Hart on 34 years in broadcast journalism. I note, Al, that you started in 1966. That was the time Ronald Reagan was starting as well, and you're still going. So what a career, and what a voice for the rest of us.
Al Hart is almost indigenous to this town. He's been that way for more than three decades. Even when I was not really much in politics, I'd hear Al Hart's wonderful, melodious tones on KCBS, and it stayed that way as one of its anchors. And he was always precise, direct, non-judgmental, and it's just going to be a great loss. I think he's a fantastic journalist, and I hate to see him leave.
This is Dave McElhattan. You know, I still can't believe that Al Hart is retiring. I know, of course, that in real life he's shy in retiring, but never to hear that warm voice coaxing us awake in the morning, it's unthinkable. Of course, Al will tell you it's no big deal, life will go on, but mornings will never be the same again. And the truth about Al is that he's the only one who doesn't realize how important he is to us, or for that matter, how talented he is. We'll miss you, old friend, more than you will ever know.
December 1966, the day I joined the staff at KCBS. Boy, that was a happy, happy day for me. Not only was I joining Dave McElhattan, a man I had admired for so many years, but I was joining an announcing team that was among the best in the business. Men like Ken Ackerman and Clancy Cassell and Don Mosley, whose voices I still envy to this day. What a wonderful team it was and is today. KCBS has managed to continue a tradition of great talent, men and women who make it a joy to work at this station. All my life, I wanted to be a news broadcaster on a great station, and at KCBS, I was able to live out my dream. How many people can say that? Well, bringing the news and information to you, our listeners, has never ceased to be exciting and deeply satisfying. We seldom know who we reach in the early morning hours, but from the beautiful cards and letters I've received this past week, since the word came out I was leaving, I realize now all of us here at KCBS have been a part of your life. I've had letters from people I'll never meet. Many of you say I've become a part of your family, and after hearing from you, you've become a part of mine. Thank you very much for your kind words, your generosity of spirit, your many prayers, and good wishes for me and my wife. I want to thank everybody for being so generous in their praise and for the nice things that they've had to say for, well, ever since I've announced that I'm leaving this particular position at KCBS. You know, when I joined KCBS back in December of 1966, it was a great day for me. I joined Dave McElhattan, a man I had admired for so many years, but I was joining an announcing team as well, among the best in the business. Men like Ken Ackerman and Clancy Cassell and Don Mosley and all those guys whose voices I still envy to this very day. What a great team it was. And you know something? KCBS has managed to continue that tradition of great talent, men and women who make it a joy to work with at this station. All my life I wanted to be a news broadcaster on a great station, and at KCBS I was able to live that dream. We never know how we reach people in the morning because, you know, it's kind of early, but from the beautiful cards and letters I've received the past week since the word came out I was leaving, I realize all of us here at KCBS have been a part of your life when you get up and shower and put on your tie or your makeup or whatever, and thank you all for the kind words, your generosity of spirit, your many prayers and good wishes for me and my wife, Sally. And thanks to Susan and Ron and Steve and Bob and all the morning crew for 34 wonderful and exciting years.
So many nice things have been said on my behalf today. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone. And especially to all the people who have written me cards and letters, people I never knew, listened. Probably I'll never get a chance to meet you, but your letters were just absolutely sensational. I mean, some of them really made me cry. You told me how much this morning crew meant to you and the broadcasts throughout the years that I've been here, and I just want to say thank you again for sharing my world with me. Thanks to everybody for all the wonderful things that they've said about me or for all these many days since I've announced the fact that I'm leaving to stay with my wife, Sally, who has ALS, and we just want to spend the time traveling and having the best time we can. And, you know, there was, speaking of ALS, a famous star, Lou Gehrig, said this years ago when he retired from the Yankees.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
And you know something, buddy? That's the way I feel. I couldn't be any luckier than I am today, and for all the wonderful time that I've had here at KCBS, all the people, Susan, Ron, Steve, Bob, just on and on and on. I couldn't name all the people who have been so nice to me over the time. And you, the listeners, thank you, thank you, thank you for all your letters and cards, and I promise you're going to hear from me. It's a big stack, but I'm going to answer everyone. So long. One thing I want to say about Ron Lyons, how he does the job that he does and has done all these many years, I do not know. I couldn't do it, and I don't know anybody else who could, who gathers all the facts and figures on traffic and the weather and puts them all together in a succinct manner and makes so many people happy and gets them where they're going on time. Ooh, he's meant a lot to us, and so have everybody else that I've worked with here at the station, Susan and Ron and Steve and Bob and everybody else, too many people that I could mention, but I want to say thanks to all of you, thanks to the listeners, thanks to everybody for making my 34 years so wonderful and exciting here at KCBS. For the last time, KCBS San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, it's 10 o'clock.